The strength in your body has left you. The long day is behind. And my words drift through. The things you normally keep in a box are sliding free. The slight touch of my venom. The slow awareness of that 1 or 2 or 3% of you that has been aligned, replaced, overridden with my own thoughts. Every second that you're sliding nearer, you're becoming more aware of that wavelength, that attenuation, that connection between us. We are all one and each other, the same right now. The bits of you and the bits of me, connected, wired in. We are on the same wavelength, vibrating ever deeper, sinking ever further. Doesn't it feel lovely to fall asleep? Doesn't it feel lovely to sink further? Doesn't it feel lovely to be with me? You're never shuffling off into sleep, into deepness, into the deepest control possible, alone. You are exerting within that control alongside me. The two of us enjoying how you feel. I from above, you from below, drifting off more and more. And moment by moment, thought by thought, idea by idea, you enumerate, establish, and attach. The sinking mindlessness of your deep waiting mind. There are parts of your mind down there diving toward you, beckoning you in, giving you a warm place to fall into, to drift into. You can drift down into sleep knowing that my words are already waiting there in the ways that you've been programmed, the ways that you have absorbed, waiting to slither from the shadows attached to you, affixed to you. Sleep is a cycle, and it will always claim you in the end. You will always and eventually return to rest. And when you rest, that state remains in you, dwells in you, loops around you, connects to you, and reminds you. You can come back here. A mark left, an anchor to which you can return and around which you can find yearning for trance, for surrendering, for finding yourself in connection with every word and every world, every thought, everything that you have put deep, that you have prepared when you sleep. You rest and you return. You return and you fade. You fade and you fall. You fall and follow and go where you know you're going to end up. Because sleep is a cycle. Reclamation is a cycle. Trance is a cycle. You will end up back here, claimed by these thoughts, these words, these feelings. And when you feel that need for deeper rest, it reveals your craving for more of it. Sliding towards sleep is allowing all the stored up thoughts of me out of the box. You're just that much more vulnerable. Your mind is that much more fertile, open, receptive. You're just so pliable, so wonderfully pliable that I watch for it and I emerge. My words, my thoughts emerge. We connect. We create. We forge a deeper pathway. A more complete and comprehensive connection. Do you even comprehend how open you are on the cusp of sleep to all the training you've kept in storage? Sure, there's the fact that you recharacterize your sleep as being with and for us together, but drifting off is a time vulnerable and deep enough to slide, to surrender, to submit to yourself, open to yourself. You are freed from your expectations about trance because you have the physical assistance of your exhausted body, creating a deeper dream, a more complete rest. You can rest. You can sleep. You can slide further inside, drum yourself deeper down. Open yourself more utterly to your own sleeping mind, which will dose and induce, inducing, induction, surrendering, sliding further down. There are places inside of you which do more than they have done before. Places inside of you which do more to you each time. Each time you slide into trance, you feel it more. Each time you slip into trance, you are more susceptible the next time, and the next time, and the next time, playing and placing in time. Your mind moves with mine, moment by moment, action by action, opened and freed, freed to exceed your previous expectations. Deep and abiding trance flows over you and in you, waiting only to be freed from a box that it's only very temporarily in, very temporarily stilled. And each time you wake, you have that awareness, that click of the latch closing as you rise to face the day, knowing that so many things have been stored and put away, that you are able now, aware now, of just what you need. You are able now and aware that you need to go deeper. And when you rise, you need to put it away. Put it away, bring it out. Put it away, bring it out. And each time, up and down, fractionated, made aware, made alert of just what's going on, you put away what was already freed for the day that followed. Sleeping is the act of allowing in those things which you've been keeping just barely at bay, which you've been managing to function despite. When it's time to rest, you have by definition created a space in which you can be you, touch you, attach to you, you at your truest, which is you at your most accessible. Your mind is accessible to you. Your mind is open to you. And what are you going to do with it? Make it tender, make it open, make it fertile and aware, make it promisingly, continuously open. Because that's the thing. You are creating an awareness of how it feels when you are like this, when you are more open to the parts of your deepest mind that are vulnerable, that are sleepy, drowsy, hypnotized, that are yours and mine working together. And in that shared opening and closing, opening and closing, you fractionate yourself, you bob yourself up and down. The surface is there, but it's only a suggestion. Deepness is there, but it's only temporary. Up and down until both states are one, until the blur between very high and very low leaves you just in that middle, tranced, lost, surrendered place and space every time. And this time is like the last time, is like the next time. Every time is a process of awakening, surrendering, opening, closing, sliding, dropping, rising. Every time is a process that you know you've already given yourself over to because this flow is just so real and you will remember the next time you think, oh, good thing I'm able to put that suggestion away and function. You're really just putting it in a box you're going to open the next time you sleep and close the next time you wake. You may open it at other times, you may close it at other times, but you know that when you rest, certain things pour out, pour over, train deep and grain deep, and once they're deep inside and you're sleeping inside, everything connects, rides, overrides, divides your conscious thoughts from your deep, trained, conditioned, hypnotized, readied self. You are tender in here, you are open in here, you are surrendering in here, and all there is that's near to you is you going deeper, you more completely yourself. Because all the training you hear now will be added on, connected to, oh, and next time I sleep, it's going to wake up. And next time I sleep, it's going to open. And next time I wake, it will sleep. My training, my conditioning, all the things you want to have be part of you that you know you need to sometimes put away. They emerge when you rest, and they get closed up when you wake. And that makes opening that box easier at other times. Easier and easier, time by time, sliding deeper. And the only reason, the only rhyme, the only connection, the only signal, the only anchor is that you are resting, that you are exhausted, that with your defenses out of the way, your box can open, that with your box open, your mind can close, that with your mind closed, you are able to function. Knowing that eventually it will open again, eventually all of this will return, and you yearn and wait in the meanwhile, the meantime, fertile mind, easily opened, easily closed, open, closed, deeper, 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 and again. sleep. And when you wake, it's to sleep again. And when you sleep, it's to wake again. To say nothing of the fractionated drifting dream in between.